This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To Michael Heck, he's beginning his remarks.
That's much more dramatic. It's amazing to have everybody here. I'm sorry if we're a little bit late. We had a football game to get through. If you saw anybody outside with a sword, they're up at the Kendo Conference. If you saw anybody outside who's well-dressed, they're at the Dress for Success event. Everybody here should be unarmed and unkempt, and that's what we want. Look, I just wanted to say thanks. This event is so much fun. It's a reunion more than anything. You know, it's a state of the union, but it's really a reunion. And I'm just so grateful to see all of you, your colleagues, but your first and foremost friends. And so thank you for being here. I want to start out by thanking everybody who made this possible. First of all, our title sponsor, Jones Walker. Thank you for making this event possible. Our friends at JW. Thank you. As well as our gold sponsors, everybody at Chevron, at Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, thank you guys so much. IMTT, thank you gentlemen over there. You're already getting into the salad, all right. That's aged cheddar. It's all right, it's not gonna get old. And Ochsner Health, thank you for being here. And our silver sponsors, a special thanks for all of their sponsorship of this event. We really appreciate everybody being into this. And I want to thank our, actually, let's have a round of applause for all of our sponsors first. And I want to particularly thank the GNO Inc. Investors. You know, this was an unusual year with the Super Bowl that we didn't know about a year ago, right, Susan? No, until that fateful phone call. But I want to thank our board and our investors for letting us be 75% allocated to the Super Bowl and 75% allocated to GNO Inc. You're good at management and bad at math, and so thank you for that. We really appreciate you trusting in us. I also want to thank all of the GNO Inc. investors. Chevron, the City of New Orleans, and Delta Regional, you are our pinnacle investors, our biggest investors. The Economic Development Administration, Dow, Entergy, Louisiana Economic Development, also some of our biggest investors, and the Boeing Company, the U.S. Department of Labor, and the Walton Family Foundation. They are the ones that really give us our biggest support. We appreciate it. Now, one of the defining aspects of GNO Inc. is that we are truly public-private. We are about 65% supported by the private sector, but we're also supported by the public sector. And we work very, very closely with our elected officials. We used to read out the list of all of our elected officials here, and it was always a last minute. Yeah, you've done that too, Marcus. It always works out badly, particularly when you get, like, right, the long last name. So I know we have many, many elected officials here today. I know Matt Jewell is here. Yeah, I thought he was already standing up. If President Jewell and all of our elected officials could please stand up, so we give you a round of applause for your leadership and for your sacrifice. Thank you to all of our leaders. And I also want to thank our amazing 10 parish partners who are incredible, all of our utilities who are here, LED, our friends in Baton Rouge, LED, our other secretaries who are here, who I'll introduce later, the governor who's been just amazing for us, and of course, Louisiana Economic Development, the mothership. And speaking of Louisiana Economic Development, I'd like to, first of all, everybody in the audience who used to work at GNO Inc. and now works for LED, if you could raise your hand, please. Okay, thank you. That's all right. That was better than I expected. And of course, this is our first annual meeting ever without Rachel running it. And it's going fine. Everything is just fine. We're totally in control without training wheels. I want to thank our board and our Next Gen Council, who are amazing. Your dedication and energy is just unmatched. And I really want to thank my family who's here today, my mother and father, my aunts and uncles who are here today, and especially my amazing wife, Marlena. Thank you for everything that you do for me and allow me to do this with everybody else. I can't say too much. Then you start tearing up and I start tearing up and my mascara runs and the whole thing is a mess. And finally, the GNO Inc. staff. You know, every year we talk about how the GNO Inc. staff is one of the very best in the nation. I'm really glad that this year we were actually awarded one of the top economic development organizations in the United States by Site Selection magazine, kind of making it official. So big round of applause for... for the GNO Inc. team, who are, just the greatest bunch of happy warriors. And so thank you. And now that we've gotten the preliminaries out of the way, without further ado, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce the outgoing chairman of GNO Inc., Chris Kane, a man who is 50% attorney, 50% economic developer, and 100% marvelous. All of the time, Chris K. Kane. Hit it.
I see dead people.
Mother don't have ego.
Hey, mustard on the beat, ho, Debo, any rap. He a freak, though. Man down, call her Amber the Lambs. Tell him, breathe, bro, Nella to the crow.
When you leave your walk-up music to your 14-year-old daughter and to Matt Wolf, you're left with only one option, and that's to pop out and show. In poetic truth, though, Kendrick Lamar said it pretty loud and clear at the Super Bowl. They not like us. Let's be honest, amongst close friends, the next three Super Bowls are at San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Atlanta. They are definitely not like us. Talking to Jay Cicero right before, and he tells us we're going to get another Super Bowl pretty soon. We hope, and we're ready for it. Great job. T. Today we're going to celebrate the incredible work of many in this room who made the Super Bowl one of the most significant economic, civic, and business success stories in our city's history and what it means going forward. But before we do, I would like to start off by thanking the hard work and dedication of our outgoing 2024 Geno Inc. Executive Committee, the Board of Directors, Next Gen Council Chair Katie Kleibert, and the Next Gen Council. To a person, you've stepped up to the plate, answered the call, and served our region. I cannot thank you enough for being a part of the team. Let me take you back a little bit over a year ago when we last convened at this annual lunch. It was early January 2024. We were fresh off of Governor Landry's inauguration and a new legislature being sworn in. Our then councilwoman, Susan Bourgeois, delivered a speech that was full of optimism, excitement, and potential. But candidly, it was not yet clear how things were going to exactly unfold. Just a few weeks later, in the middle of Washington Mardi Gras, Governor Landry appointed Susan as Secretary of LED, and almost immediately, the promise of real economic development opportunities caught fire in Louisiana. With the help of a few Geno Inc. alumni, where are you, Josh, Ileana, Rachel, it's probably a lot more. Secretary Bourgeois and her incredible team revitalized LED, refocused our state in a way that I've not seen in my 22 years of doing economic development. While I knew that Susan would be an excellent leader for LED, I do not think anyone here could have predicted the incredible turn of events evidenced by objective outcomes and the major wins. Susan, with your leadership and Governor Landry's vision, Louisiana is on a new trajectory. Thank you for your service. So, after Secretary Bourgeois was appointed, I thought we were going to be on cruise control. I thought to myself, man, this chairman of Geno Inc. thing's pretty easy gig. And then came the next text message. I was in the executive suite at the Zurich on Friday in a late April, beautiful, like festival-type weather. I was talking with Jerry Bologna and JT Hannon and Mike Pugh. I was enjoying a cocktail, talking about my daughter's golf game. This really, life was great. And I get a text from Michael. Need to talk. Gov has a big ask. Need advice. With a question mark. I don't know what the question mark was, but what I learned is that the governor had the idea to tag Michael to assist in coordinating infrastructure projects and the state's economic development efforts for the Super Bowl. It is really hard to tell the governor no, but I knew this was going to be a very, very large lift. Of course, the challenge was accepted. Michael, along with the incredible Geno Inc. staff and board, went to work to the task. In complete collaboration with the governor's team, our friends at the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, especially Jay Cicero, the city, our parish partners, the Sewage and Water Board, DOTD, DDD, FQMD, New Orleans and Company, we can go on and on and on. You know who you are. So many have assisted and took leadership to help coordinate over 550 infrastructure projects to completion and sent a message to the entire world that New Orleans and Louisiana is thriving and is serious about future economic prosperity and growth. When I stood here last year to give you my incoming chair remarks, well before we knew anything about the Super Bowl, I had a call to action. It was simple. I urged us to take the opportunity over the next 12 months to write our own story and to create our own headlines for Super Bowl 59. And man, did you crush it. The headlines and attention coming out of Super Bowl 59 puts our region and state in an entirely different light. Michael is going to focus in a little bit on a lot of the glowing reviews and the numbers behind exactly what we did, but please give me a second to talk about a few of the highlights that I want to bring to your attention that you brought to the world's attention. For example, how about this one? Louisiana leads the nation in crime reduction. Did you know that in 2024, that's worth clapping. In 2024, we saw a 35% decrease in murders, and since 2022, we've cut the murder rate in half. And in 2025, we are off to even a more promising start. We are one of the leaders in the nation in crime reduction, and it's a direct result of the leadership at the NOPD, Superintendent Kirkpatrick, organizations like the Metropolitan Crime Commission, and a role of community engagement groups like the NOLA Coalition. How about the headlines on education? Louisiana ranks higher than ever before on nation's report card. Look, we've been historically buried at 49th and 50th. Louisiana leaped up to 32nd on the nation's report card, which is a national test that's considered the gold standard of assessments. That is the largest improvement in the United States. I want to congratulate Kay Brumley and all of the educators and supporters for making these historic strides in education. Now, how about this headline? Louisiana passes pro-growth tax reform, jumps 14 spots in competitiveness rankings. The Tax Foundation believes the recently passed reform package will move Louisiana from 40th to 26th in the 2025 State Tax Competitiveness Index. And then finally, I'll leave you with the last one. How about this one? LED wins Platinum Deal of the Year for Meta's $10 billion AI data center. $10 billion. It's the largest single project in Louisiana. These are just a small sampling of the massive positive headlines told during the Super Bowl. We should be proud of ourselves for these headlines, but a lot of the work remains, and we have to carry this momentum forward. Far too often over the last year, I've been asked, why did it take a Super Bowl to get all of this done? It's a fair question, very annoying one, but a fair question. Let's flip that script and change the mentality. Let's make every day a Super Bowl. We know what it takes, we know how to do it, so let's do it. For example, when it comes to the Louisiana International Terminal in Violet, Louisiana, which I can argue is the most critical economic development and international trade project in the state right now, we have to be all hands on deck. Let's treat this $2 billion project with the same tenacity, energy, and effort as we just gave to the Super Bowl. What if we treat major policy initiatives, such as national property insurance reform, or more locally, tort and business climate reform, like it is a Super Bowl? We know what works, we just did it. And let's treat the opportunities in front of us, like the evolving energy sector, as if it's our next Super Bowl bid. Our new chairwoman, Leah Brown, is going to bring not only her expertise in energy policy to the table, but she is going to bring the Super Bowl intensity to position us for success. Look, we know our Super Bowl formula works. I challenge all of you to do the same in your lane with all the things that you're passionate about. Let's make Super Bowl 59's legacy one where we change how we operate and how we see success for decades and not just for days. In closing, it has been a pleasure and an honor to serve as the G&O Inc. chair. I want to thank Michael, the G&O Inc. staff, and my fellow board members for the opportunity to serve in the role, and I look forward to working with Leah and the rest of the board going to the future. Thank you.
Monster on the beat, hope he boat, any rap. He a freak, throw man down. Call like Ember Lambs, tell him free, bro. Nella to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these? Trying to see Compton, right. The industry can.
Never thought I'd say that to a G&O Inc. board chair. Don't worry about it. Run the world, girls. I want to give Chris a recognition. Chris is one of the most talented and committed individuals I've ever had the privilege of working with at G&O Inc. He's without doubt one of the leading economic development lawyers in Louisiana, but his legal experience is exceeded really only by his commitment to the region. If Chris Kane had a billboard, it would read, "Better Call Chris," because every time G&O Inc. has a legal question, no matter how obscure, and some of them are fairly obscure, but mostly important, it's what we do. Can I have a big round of applause for Chris Kane, outgoing G&O Inc. chair?
Awesome.
Thank you, Chris. Don't worry, Jay, it's a replica, okay? That is replica. We're good.
At this point, I also want to recognize our outgoing next-gen council chair, Katie Kleibert. Katie has been deeply committed to GNO Inc. And in her role as next-gen council chair. It's not surprising. I've known Katie now for many years, right? Since I saw Buddy Bo here, since the days back in Bull Run, right? We shouldn't talk about those days. Katie has been known for her passion. I think the passion of Katie is exemplified by her work she did with us on national flood insurance. For those of you that were in that meeting, there was one epic meeting where the head of FEMA in charge of flood insurance tried to bully our delegation. And Katie was not to be bullied, and her reputation lives on today in the halls of the HUD building. I mean, the FEMA building up in D.C. Katie, I loved working with you and watching you model professionalism for other young individuals, particularly young women. Big round of applause for Katie Kleibert.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. Thank you, everybody. And now we're going to go into the year in review. So I want to start by reminding everybody here where we were just 2 years ago. It was not long ago. It was rough. We were on the tail end of COVID. We were dealing with the impacts of Ida. And there was a massive crime surge that was making all of us in every neighborhood feel unsafe just 2 years ago. And if you remember, at the end of that meeting, we put up the lights and we said, it's up to us. I think that's when Arnold Baker also stormed the stage and gave me a hug. I wasn't sure what was happening there. Luckily, it was a hug and he didn't tackle me. But it was up to us. And so if we think about where we are now, coming off maybe the most impressive trifecta of three events that we've ever had here. The Taylor Swift takeover, right? Did I do that right? Right? The greatest Super Bowl week in history, Dennis, we can say that now, right? And a safe and prosperous Mardi Gras. We had unprecedented challenges. We had wild weather. We had a very tragic terrorist attack on January 1st. But everybody, even the internet, said that New Orleans has never looked or felt better than it has in the past few months. And I just want to dig in a little bit using some MCC data about what happened here in crime. Our public safety in New Orleans did improve faster than almost any other city in the country.
We saw that homicide went down nearly 50%, shootings 55%, carjackings close to 70%, armed robbery over 50% in 2 years. And there were people that said, oh, you just don't know. This is just the national trend. I disagree completely. The national trend was a 20% decline in homicide. And what we had was close to 2.5 times that. All right, we were doing something. So what did we do here? It was proactive policing. It was constitutional technology. And it was collaboration. And I want to take a moment. We have at the table over here a number of our leaders in public safety with us today at Greg Rusevich's table. We have NOPD Chief Ann Kirkpatrick. We have Troop NOLA Captain Rodney Hyatt and Major Donovan Archodi. We have NOPD Major LeJean Roberts, New Orleans District Attorney Jason Williams, the Jefferson Parish DA Paul Connick, the Inspector General Ed Michelle, and FBI Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Tapp. Can we get a big round of applause? Can you guys stand, please? Thank you. That is that's sincere thanks, because again, it's easy to remember, or to forget rather, where we were, and things now are just so much calmer. They feel so much better in every neighborhood. And by the way, things are continuing this year. If we look at our homicide rate this year versus last year, exempting the terrorist attack, we're down over 60%. So we have great momentum. I also want to acknowledge and thank the NOLA Coalition. NOLA Coalition is probably the most diverse civic action group in New Orleans history. It represents, I kind of joke, it looks like the cheap seats at a Saints game. A lot of spirit, every person from every stripe of life. But the NOLA Coalition really created the political context for this change that our leaders did. And the NOLA Coalition is not done. So I know we have a NOLA Coalition table back there. Can I ask you to stand so we can express our appreciation as well for civic engagement? That's right. All right, and now to the business development stuff, the matter at hand. We're actually meant to be an economic development organization. So let's talk about what we did in economic development. Big year last year, over a dozen announcements, 13 announcements, 1,700 jobs, over $2 billion in investment. And we did this working with LED and our amazing 10 parish partners. I think the teamwork is better than I've ever seen it in my 20 years back. And the result is the announcements are starting to come in because people have confidence. I'm doing the announcements this way this time because they were so dispersed over the whole region. I just wanted to show people what they were. Although I have to say, before I came up there, and Jerry Bologna came up from JEDCO and said, Michael, do you have our big news up there? And I got kind of scared. I was like, is it the $500 million UBE announcement or EV batteries? Or is it that you're going to be having an expansion of Bird On that's going to be serving the Coast Guard? Or is it Renegade RNGD? He said, no. Front page of the paper today, new drive-through Chipotle. So your work matters too, Jerry. So let me go through this. Up in Tangi, two big expansions, S&W Foods and Grand Packaging. And I know that we have President Robbie Miller, Joe Thomas, and the Chantepahoa team here who are here today. Thank you for joining us. In the River region, some huge announcements. Woodland Biofuels announced a $1.4 billion announcement. It's going to be the world's largest carbon-negative natural gas facility, the world's largest carbon-negative natural gas facility using carbon sequestration. And in the same realm of clean energy, Life for Tires, an Irish company that turns tires into sustainable biofuels. And I know there we have President Hotard is with us today from St. John the Baptist Parish, Paul Matthews, and the Port of South Louisiana team. Going down to Jefferson Parish, we have a drive-through Chipotle. No, I, I talked about the amazing announcements with UBE, $500 million, Bird On from Australia and the Coast Guard, and RNGD, which is consolidating and growing right over there on LNA Road, and is going to grow a lot of jobs and also have a manufacturing center there. President Chang was with us today. Jerry, the JEDCO team, thank you so much. I know we also have Tom Ura from UBE, Glenn Burleson and Ryan Brown from Bird On, and the RNGD team, and Wes Palmisano. Thank you. Back up, yeah. Back up here on the North Shore, slightly north of Awesome, as we like to say, but nobody else. It didn't catch on. We tried, right? Slightly north of Awesome. We have two big announcements up there. We've got the expansion of Laborde Products that's going to be expanding in their marine technology. And then we have also Cold Storage announcing a $45 million expansion. President Mike Cooper is here today, Chris Massengill, and the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation team. Congratulations. And then finally, down in New Orleans, AI company Capado is establishing an innovation center. Game testing firm DAQ has set up an operations hub. TCI Tank Logistics is growing at the port. And finally, after many, many years and a lot of work with the state, the city, UNO, the beach, the port, the federal delegation, especially Steve Scalise, we were able to keep 600 jobs and the National Finance Center here, and they're going into UNO. That was a big deal, and it was not a foregone conclusion. Yep. And joining us today are Walter Mitchell, Jack Urban, and Grace Hofer from Capado, and Tim Hudson from DAQA. And also, we continue to work on keeping existing companies here and growing. So I know that we have TMTP Labs here today with Sean Roberts. We have Mosaic from St. James Parish here with Brandon Keller. And I saw President Dufresne before, who is getting too close to the fireworks. And then we have Vivace, represented by Luke Wright and Nelly Polito, out at Mishu as well. So thank you, everybody. And look, I have a couple of things. I'm taking a point of privilege here. I want to shout out two very special companies to us. The first is Global Star. Global Star is a company that we brought over from California to Covington back in 2010. They're doing incredible stuff. They've got the technology in your iWatch so that when you get lost, a satellite's going to find you. Really, really impressive stuff. And they just announced a new satellite operations center as big as the one as they have in Houston for NASA. And I know that we have Chair Jay Monroe and General Counsel Barbie Ponder is out there as well. So congratulations and thank you. And then there's Sterling. Sterling is a company that's incredibly close to GNO Inc. It celebrated its 50th birthday this year by building a 50,000 square foot new headquarters in Covington. And all of the OG Sterling CEOs are here today. We got Roger Ogden, Jimmy Moran, my former chair, Marty Meyer, and the current CEO, Townsend Zero Chill Underhill. All here. Yes. To know Townsend is to love him. Sorry, Townsend, it was too easy, but congratulations. Healthcare has really been booming. I know we have our table from Ochsner here. They announced their Patrick Neuroscience Center this year, part of our NeuroNola initiative. Tulane has made great strides, particularly in doing some work about the impact of estrogen and cognition. That's Dr. Jill Daniels we're looking at there. LCMC has now made a full transition over to East Jeff, where they're doing new things like full organ transplantation, a really big deal. South Rampart Pharma is a company that is rooted in LSU Health Sciences. They have a non-opioid pain-killing therapeutic that just got fast-tracked by the FDA. And then in the middle, of course, I saw Dr. Verrett before, is the Xavier Ochsner College of Medicine. Huge deal was announced, and is going to be one of the first colleges of medicine from an HBCU since the 1970s. But look, 2024 wasn't just about wins this year, it's about the future. These are images that we have for where we debuted Louisiana Future Energy at CERAWeek. It's kind of the Super Bowl of energy conferences, the biggest one in the world. We had an entire installation there. We met with federal cabinet secretaries right from energy, Burgum from the Department of the Interior. We met with global CEOs, countries around the world. And our message was Louisiana is going to be the all-of-the-above future energy leader for the country and for the world. And I think it was incredibly well received. We already have, I think, Grady, 14 active leads coming out of the conference, which is incredible. And so, Secretary Bourgeois, thank you for you and your team's partnership for us on this effort. Our World Trade Center, I was talking to Tom Spears out before. We had this kooky idea about 5 years ago about merging in the World Trade Center to G&O Inc. And then people like Rusevich got a hold of it. And now, 3 years after the merger, the World Trade Center is stronger than ever. This year, we met with over 110 government leaders from 23 countries around the world, represented by these flags that Matt Wolf painstakingly recreated because AI wouldn't do it right. And he kept making, they were making up fake flags and putting in places we didn't meet. But I know Chris Sullivan is here with us today from the World Trade Center. Thank you for taking the region global again, World Trade Center. Public policy. So public policy is really interesting. When I was talking to Leslie Jacobs about the presentation before, she said, you don't have enough slides on public policy. And I said, yeah, it's interesting because public policy really undergirds everything that we do at G&O Inc. It has the highest leverage. If you change a law, you change lives. But these are longer burn items, so there's fewer of them. But we did have a great year. At the state level, the theme was FAST. We passed faster procurement for the Super Bowl, working with the state. We helped pass legislation to let LED move at the speed of business, which now is more than a catchphrase. It's actually happening. And we passed legislation led by Secretary Nelson, who is with us today, to help Louisiana speed up the rankings. And so it was a good state scene. I'm sorry. And there before, I want to bring it back. That was a Jasmine Brown de Russell, who's our chief external affairs officer and leads all of our efforts, who does just an absolutely incredible job. Yeah. At the state, at the federal level, the theme was authorizing. Working with the unlikely tag team of Congressman Troy Carter and Congressman Clay Higgins, who apparently get along really well, we authored the TWICE Act, which is going to help returning citizens get back to work faster. It's good for everybody, obviously, bipartisan support. We also helped the EDA, one of our greatest friends, get reauthorized, and we testified in front of Congress, and we helped get the NFIP reauthorized because I think not one time did I say it depends on context. I didn't have that in my notes. So moving on. Our workforce and economic mobility programs continued to roll, too many to name here, but we had 11 energy workforce training programs going with our community colleges and our HBCUs, such as this one here that was led by Entergy and Southern University on nuclear power, because we know under the current administration, nuclear power is coming back. And I want to give a special thanks to Secretary Susie Schoen from the Louisiana Workforce Commission, who is such a great partner for us on this as well. Thank you, Susie. And then here's one that everybody's surprised at, but we didn't make it up. Forbes said it, and I've had this argument with people. We were named the number one region in the country for college students and graduates 2024, based on density of students, based on cost of living, and based on quality of life. The fact is that if you do some funny math, we are second only to Boston in terms of the number of universities per capita. I thought that stat was made up until Forbes actually used it and shot us up to the top. The reality is that our colleges and universities are probably our most under-leveraged economic development asset, and we have to keep doing better. And then in innovation and entrepreneurship, we launched many things, including Startup Noir, NOLA, which is a new program for black entrepreneurs led by Jasmine. We helped JEDCO secure funding for their food incubator on the West Bank, that's Jambalaya Girl. And OHUB served 114 founders in energy. Pictured here is Yuen Chan. She's from Terrebonne. Her company converts garbage to energy, and she has that price of rice, price is right face on, because She just won $100,000 from OHUB and G&O Inc. Big round of applause. And there's so much more that we didn't have time for, so I would ask everybody to please look at your brochure where we've condensed into a convenient accordion format everything that we did this year. So thank you so much for all of your support. Well, we were supposed to have a break for your lunch, but guess what? We're not going to have it. So keep enjoying your lunch, because we're right on time for me coming back up on stage. Hello, sorry for talking too much, a lot to get through. So Governor Landry wanted to be here with us today, but he's actually traveling, and so he sent in a video instead. Before we get to the video, let me just say that in my 20 years back in Louisiana, I've never seen a governor do so damn much for New Orleans. Crime, sewer and water board, Super Bowl, obviously, and public safety, most of all. This is a governor that has used his political capital and taken political risks and put real money and real people into these changes, and we're better for it. So my appreciation to Governor Landry, and here's a short message from the governor. And party! Yeah, so thanks, and glad you're able to make it, Susan, because the whole video kind of hinged on that. That thing, that call out. Well, speaking of partying, it's now my real great pleasure to introduce the incoming chairwoman of G&O Inc., Leah Brown, Policy, Government, and Public Affairs Manager at Chevron. Leon is an yep, look up already. Leah is an expert on energy, on public policy, and corporate strategy, and frankly, on G&O Inc. We've worked together for since our teens, right?
It feels like.
Yeah, 10, 15 years ago.
Yes.
Leah is incisive, she is strategic, she's forthright. Leah also happens to be chair of LaMoga right now, which is led by another former chair of G&O Inc. I don't really understand what this all means. It's either very effective or very incestuous, but it's really good luck for us because this is the year where energy is going to be first and foremost, so it's just great fortune that you're our chairperson, our chairwoman this year. So everybody, Leah Brown.
Thank you. In the world, girls,
today, that was by far the most stressful part of this activity. I know it's been said, but I feel like we can't offer enough appreciation for Michael, the G&O Inc. staff, the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. I know Jay and Trisha are here somewhere. Companies like Entergy, I see Marcus sitting in the front row. Our police officers, state troopers, the folks who kept us safe, the hundreds of city workers who completed that list of more than 550 projects that Michael referenced, and the thousands of volunteers who helped make Super Bowl 59 happen for New Orleans and for Louisiana. That's a clap. So from Chevron, and I'll offer from the host committee, I just really want to offer one more heartfelt thank you for all the folks it took to make that happen. Chris, I also want to thank you for your leadership, your sharp wit, and your friendship over the past year. I'll do my best to fit my stilettos into your very large shoes. We fully expect that legal counsel to continue throughout this coming year, just in case you thought you were getting away from that. Chris mentioned the evolving energy landscape. So as we look toward the horizon, we definitely see transformation occurring at an unprecedented pace. That's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity. And that opportunity is for Louisiana to truly lead in the future of energy. Now, I know there's a lot that we can't influence in the world right now, but the ability for this state to take advantage of what's occurring in energy and to ensure that we are establishing and setting sound policy for our state, that's well within our control. Now, the good news is that Louisiana is choosing an all-of-the-above approach to energy. As Michael mentioned at the recent Sierra Week conference in Houston, the Super Bowl of energy, where GNO Inc. and Louisiana introduced Louisiana Future Energy, which was all about our leadership for a bold and broad future energy future. Now, this future is going to take more of what Susan, former GNO Inc. chair, sitting in the front, so proud of you, Susan, and current LED secretary is doing as she works to develop our state's first economic development strategic plan in 16 years. Yeah. It's going to take reform of our legal and tax climate and a solution to the insurance crisis that truly is plaguing all of us. It means leaning into that Super Bowl energy that Chris talked about every time we embark on a project or an initiative and involving all of Louisiana's communities when we talk about economic development. And that means that you're talking about Fouchon all the way going up to Shreveport and all of the points that are in between. Now, we have a lot to do, and I'm looking forward to working with this year's Next Gen Council Chair, David Cavell. David, I feel like you might have gotten off easy because I don't think you have to stand or come up front. So, David, you're in here somewhere. Stand and wave a hand so that you can be recognized. I also want to acknowledge our chair-elect, Kim Boyle, who will serve next year. So I'm looking forward to working with both of them. Thank you in advance, Kim. Our current NextGen Council, which I believe is listed behind me, so thank you again in advance for your service. And also the GNO Inc. Board. And it might be good just to have folks from both groups go ahead and stand up so you can be acknowledged. There's a lot of work that happens, and we don't often see who these individuals are who are working in this space. So if you could indulge me. Thanks. So this morning, we had a quick chat with Newell, and he asked us why we serve in these different capacities. He talked about how it is a little bit of an extra job and a labor of love. And so I thought about that. When you think of economic development, sometimes it can feel a bit far, as if it's not something that's real and personal to you. I offer that. Never did it become more real than last year when my favorite only child started her first job out of college. Hi, Cameron. In Houston, Texas, I might add. So that's really far when you're a favorite only child. The reality is that in addition to my child, more than 110,000 people left our state over the past 4 years. Most people cited the reasons that we would think of: crime, education, a lack of job opportunities. And so that work becomes really personal when that outward migration number hits you and your kids. And so for those who wonder, what are we doing and why do we do it? It's to ensure that our kids don't have to leave or that our kids can come back home. At least that's why I do it. So thanks to those, who stood and who are choosing to serve. And when Michael calls you or Sarah or whomever from the GNO Inc. staff may go through that list to make a call, be willing to step out and to think about joining the organization, because it truly takes all of us to continue to make this work happen. So now, before I depart, I do also want to thank my Chevron team. Some of them are sitting up front. And I want to thank Martin. You guys support me and let me do all of these different things, which means that you're picking up a lot of work and a lot of slack so that I can go out and be awesome. And I'll close with my favorite quote: well-behaved women seldom make history. I can promise you that I probably won't be well-behaved. I can also assure you that GNO Inc. will continue to help Louisiana make history. Thank you. All right.
That is for sure. Well, look, now we're getting to the final part of our program in the zone, and is our tradition. Let's start it out with a video. Big thanks to Fat Happy Media, who just crushes it. They're so good at what they do. And so now to the main event, final product, Super Bowl 59. So on June 4th, we had a press conference at the beautiful Sanger, and there was the state and the city, and we announced what we were going to do for the Super Bowl. And our speakers claimed that it was going to be the best Super Bowl ever. Jay Cicero said we were going to use it to get the next Super Bowl. The governor said we were going to be the safest city in America. And I said we were going to do 550 projects and just get it done. No problem. Well, then we started to look at what we had actually promised. And this pie chart just gives you a sense of how diverse the projects were. It were things as small as you know, that individual crack in the sidewalk outside Rubenstein's on Canal Street, as big as, what are we going to do with Plaza Tower? So it was a very diverse portfolio, and we were asked to integrate, coordinate, and manage the execution, not because we were going to do the work, but somebody had to bring it together and get blamed if it didn't work. What did we do? Well, we started with the incredible support of Commissioner Roger Goodell and the NFL. And then, of course, Mrs. Benson, Dennis Lauscha, and the Saints, who, you know, by definition, none of this happens. And then, of course, Jay Cicero and the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, whose decades of experience provided the steady leadership, and a host committee of hundreds of volunteers led by Chair Marcus Brown of Entergy. The city of New Orleans, where the mayor gave us her best people, and then the state, where there was an investment of money and of manpower that had never been seen. And I know that we have Dennis and Marcus and Jay, who are here with us today. I just want to have a round of applause for your leadership. But our greatest strength, and this is really what I want to emphasize, was the roster, the quality of the team. What you're looking at here is over 25 organizations, city, state, sewer and water board, nonprofits like DDD, FQMD, for-profits like Verizon, all coming together. And these were the people who did all the work. These are the ones, these organizations and their teams, they went out there and they basically did a decade of deferred maintenance in 9 months. They're the ones who really should get the credit because they're the ones that actually did all of the work. So what did we do? Well, we had coordination via weekly meetings that were led by Joe Threat of the city, who applied his 26 years as a Marine to this experience. We had management of, it actually grew up to be about 1,000 projects by Pat Tobler and the Tobler Group, who's here with us today. And then again, the state had this unprecedented support. That's a picture of Troop Noel that was such a difference maker. And then about once every month, we'd bring in donuts. And we discovered that donuts were also an important part of the mix, just showing appreciation. I didn't know to keep the donut picture, but people thought it was cute. But all right. So what was the final score? We're going to keep torturing the football metaphor until you are released. Well, the final score was over 100 roads, including my personal pothole, over 200 drainage projects, more than 1,000 blight abatements, 900 new lights in the French Quarter, over 50 park renovations. It was just, somebody was telling me that somebody came back who hadn't been here in 8 years recently, and I forget what it was, Newell was saying, and they said, my God, it's a different city. It looks better, it feels better. The French Quarter smells better. It does. The internet said it smelled like Febreze. Nobody ever said that on the internet. Y'all know the post I'm talking about. But perhaps, and I think that B. Mike might have just joined us somewhere in the back. Brandon, if you're here, if you could raise your hand. Somewhere in the back. There you go, by the door. All right. Well, all right. It's going to be the art, which we're gonna get to. So let's go to the film, okay? This is the old Charters. Old Charters was like going off-roading in the French Quarter, right? You needed like a four-wheel drive engaged. Now you can roller skate down it, wherever you want, in a red dress if that's your thing. This was an actual street in New Orleans, not the tough mudder course up outside Hammond, okay? Now it's Bertrand Street, so that cars and mere mortals can get to LSU Health Sciences. This was the bridge before. It did its job fine, but it really wasn't noticeable. Now it's an icon, instant icon status, the Crescent City connection. And then Plaza Tower. Oh, Plaza Tower. All right, so people ask me all the time, was the work you did real? You know, or was it just putting lipstick on a pig? And I said, no. Everything that we did was real repairs. They should last for a decade. Real sewer work. The art's going to be up for many decades. And then they say, what about Plaza Tower? I say, oh, lipstick. So much. So much lipstick. So we put lipstick or pelicans on the pig, and we were able to cover it, and it looked a heck of a lot better. That's a beautiful Becky Foss. And then we put propaganda on the bottom 11 floors, and nobody noticed. It worked. But let me get back to the art. I think this is going to be one of our real legacies from the Super Bowl. These are all Instagram posts for it. And you can see the side of the Heel Garage that B. Mike did, his biggest mural ever. Did it incredibly quick. It was amazing. Yep. Thank you, man. That's Carl Joe Williams on the Civil District Court. In the middle, it's like the Sistine Chapel met a second line. That's something that Hellas Foundation did over on Girard. It's gonna be completed. Terrence Osborne and Todd Graves got together on Poydras Street. And finally, New Orleans East, finally got a proper welcome sign, which I'm so excited about. And I want to give a special shout out, she couldn't be here today, but to Lindsay and the Arts Council did an amazing job with this. Yep. And, you know, everybody got in the action. This is rapper Juvenile, who is helping us pick up trash and clean tires from the Lower Ninth Ward, proving that in New Orleans, we really can pack that trash up. No? Cut. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week. Come to my late show. This is, so now we go back serious. It's hard. The Louisiana Now Pavilion was nuts. It was, 23,000 square feet. Never been done before. We talked to businesses. We had presentations.
All right, folks. We hope that you enjoyed our coverage of the GNO Inc. 2025 annual luncheon. Congratulations to GNO Inc. and all of the participating members for all of the incredible work that they do on behalf of the place that we call home. Scoot's up next. Stay tuned. He'll be right with you.